Smith State, where Rick Limper joins us from Hawaii. What island are you on, Rick?
I'm on the island of Kauai, Sally. Beautiful.
Well, I got to tell you, we're all jealous here. We're sitting around watching the Masters and just wishing that we were with you.
There's no pollen here. Let's put it that way.
Now you got to we have to remind ourselves that we're not entirely jealous of you right now because it is a little bit before 8 o'clock in the morning right now.
Yeah, I'm about to get on a catamaran and tour around the coast here a little bit. But yeah, I've had a great week. We've been out here almost eight days. Come back tomorrow night. It's been great.
Well, where are you staying? What's it like out there?
Kauai. We're staying at the Kauai Marriott, and then we're moving to the Grand Hyatt tonight. It's beautiful. It's green. This is the Garden Island, and it's like the real Hawaii. It's not super developed, no high rises like you find in Honolulu. It's just perfect.
And they have a building code out there, right?
I like this. I think you might like it too. You can't build a building that's taller than the palm trees and the coconut trees. So there's no on Kauai. There's no no high rises. No. Huge skyscraper, so just everything kind of blends in.
Talking with Rick Limpert, we normally talk with him a little bit after 1 o'clock every Friday afternoon. He's joining us from Hawaii. Tough assignment out there. You can follow Rick on Twitter. His handle, Rick Roswell, also a national sports and technology columnist contributing news to Yahoo News. And of course, you can check out Rick's website, ricklimpert.info. You are in, I guess, or not too far away from the wettest place on earth. We thought that was Turner Field a couple of an hour or so ago.
Yeah, what's kind of amazing here is you could be on one island, a small island, but different parts of the island are different climates. So you can be like in a rainforest climate and a desert climate within driving a few miles of each other. That's one of the great things about Hawaii that a lot of people don't realize.
Pretty cool. Chatting with Rick Limpert. I think this is the first time that I've ever spoken to somebody who has been in Hawaii. So this is a thrill for me, Rick, and I'm glad that the wheel has landed on you for me to lose my Hawaii phone conversation virginity.
I am working out here, though, Sally.
It's always work with you, isn't it, Rick?
You got to have a write-off there, and you have to have a reason for them to partner with you to bring you out here. But, yeah, reviewing a few of the resorts and doing a few big pieces on some of the golf in Kauai, which has got 10 great courses, and they're really building Kauai and a lot of parts in Hawaii is great golf destinations, so right in my wheelhouse when it comes to sports travel and sports technology.
What has impressed you the most about being out there in terms of the golf and the other entertainment options for you out there in Hawaii?
Well, the golf courses are just perfect. I mean, and they're perfect all year round because they don't have the big weather changes that we have. So they've been great. The people have been great. And it's just so green. Atlanta's a green city because we have a lot of trees and such, but everything stays green out here year round, they tell me. And that's my first trip to Hawaii, so I've been very impressed.
Now, the movie industry is somewhat big out there, too. Hawaii is the backdrop to a lot of movies that are shot, and you're getting ready to go and visit a location for a movie that we know very well, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go visit the Green Coast where Jurassic Park was filmed, and all the Jurassic Park movies, they used Kauai as the filming location for the Jurassic Park movies. There'll be a new one coming out this summer, and that one was filmed here as well. So we're going to go to the Nepali coast. We're going to go ride that in a boat today and check that out, get you some great pictures.
You're going to have to let me know if, as you make your approach there, if they turn on the John Williams score and soundtrack to the movie as you come up to it.
That would be awesome. I know you and Chris would love that.
Absolutely, man. All right, well, what else is good? I know the U.S. military has an enormous presence in that state. Talk about that.
Yeah, like we have in Atlanta. I mean, it's big because they have the infrastructure for it. They have a lot of the movie crews. When one movie gets done shooting here, another one will come right on its heels. So similar to Atlanta, they realized it's a big industry, and, you know, it's important to them, and it brings a lot of money and notoriety to them.
Absolutely. Well, we'll let you get back to it. I know you're just about to board. You're about to make your way up the, what is it called, the gangway? Is that what it's called?
Well, I guess you could call it that. It looks like it's a little, getting on it right now, looks like it's a little just steps. We'll call it that.
All right. Well, we'll let you take those steps nice and easy, but thank you for joining us as always, Rick. look forward to chatting with you again when you get back here to the continental portion of our country.
Back next week, and I promise to bring more hard-hitting technology next week. So,
we'll give you a pass this week, Rick. I hope you enjoy your time out there, all right?
Thanks very much.
Hey, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. 640 WGN.